The former ALP President Warren Mundine has begun his campaign as the Liberal candidate for the New South Wales seat of Gilmore, despite local anger that he's been parachuted in. And already the prominent Aboriginal advocate is highlighting his priorities, boosting employment in the coastal community. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Warren Mundine has made his first appearance as the Liberal candidate for Gilmore, getting to know the locals at the Nowra Golf Club.
Who's the champ?
The electorate stretches along the New South Wales coastline from Kiama to Churros Head. Mr Mundine says it's his ancestral home. His grandmother was a Yuin woman from the south coast who married an Irishman. These days he lives on Sydney's leafy north shore, but he's told 7:30 the south coast will always be home.
You know, I'm a Yuin person, this is Yuin country. I think it's a misunderstanding when you look at how an Aboriginal person relates to their country and how they are with their country. And I'm a regular visitor here. I've been coming here all my life.
Unemployment is a big problem in the region, especially for young people and the Indigenous community. So Mr Mundine says his priorities are clear.
That's what my interest is, jobs, jobs, jobs. I've been saying this for decades.
That's welcome news for Yuin elder Wally Stewart. He's spent years trying to boost jobs for the local Indigenous community in tourism, fishing and health services.
The problem is that our kids grow up. They have to leave their country to go and get a job. And not all the kids want to leave their country.
He'd also like to see better drug rehabilitation services and aged care on the south coast.
I've done a bit of work with Warren Mundine in the past and he's fantastic. I know that he gets results. A lot of Aboriginal people are the way, our communities are the way they are because the politicians we get in there don't understand our needs and our issues. Warren's an Aboriginal man, you know. He knows.
Others, like Marlene Longbottom, say it doesn't matter whether a politician's Indigenous or not or where they've come from, as long as they get results. She's a Yuin woman and a board member for the Warminda South Coast Women's Health and Welfare Aboriginal Corporation.
It is important to have people from the area representing us. However, we understand that may not happen, but people who are from out of the area really need to come to community and speak to community and be in community to actually understand what the real issues are.
There's been a mixed response from locals to Mr Mundine's sudden appearance in the electorate. Several senior local Liberals have torn up their memberships, furious at the way their chosen candidate, Grant Schultz, was dumped to make way for Mr Mundine. And some voters question Mr Mundine's loyalties, given he's a former Labor president and, more recently, a member of the Liberal Democrats.
You can't change your spots. He was president of Labor or something like that in the past. You can't just say, I'm going to become Liberal.
Others are still hung up on his current address.
Mundine lives in Roseville. How can he have a deep connection to the needs of the locals?
The former Liberal candidate, Grant Schultz, is running against Mr Mundine as an independent, and the National Party is also likely to field a candidate. Mr Mundine acknowledges he's got a fight on his hands, given the Liberals won the seat by just 1,500 votes at the last election.
Alexandra Beach reporting.